Show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Bechukosai. That's Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them, Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashas l'Hashem. When a man expresses a vow to Hashem in regards to the valuation of a person or of a soul, more literally, let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis ki yafli. If a man's going to express yifarsh befiv, he expresses it with his mouth. Be'erkecha nefashas, in evaluation of souls. Litein erech nefashas, to give the value of a soul to the Beis Hamikdash. Loimer, by saying, meaning he says, erech davar shenafshe teluya bai alai, the value that something which life depends on is incumbent upon me to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Now this is the topic of arachin, which is vows that have to do with the value of a person. A person could donate the value of a man, a woman, a child, someone who's older, someone who's younger, and now we're going to learn about that. Pasuk Gimel in the Chumash, v'haya erkcha zachar, and the value of a male shall be, miben esrim shana v'ad ben shishim shana, if he's anywhere between 20 and 60 years old, v'haya erkcha chamishim shekel kesef for shekel kodesh, and his value shall be 50 silver shkalim of holy shkalim. Vim nekevah, and if we're talking about a female, v'haya erkcha shloshim shekel, the value shall be 30 shekel. Vim ben chamesh shanim v'ad ben esrim shana, if we're dealing with someone who's between 5 and 20 years old, v'haya erkcha hazachar, and if we're dealing with a male, esrim shkalim is going to be 20 shekel. V'lana kevah aser shkalim, and a female 10 shekel. Vim ben chodesh v'ad ben chamesh shanim, if it's somewhere in between a month and 5 years, v'haya erkcha hazachar, and we're dealing with a male, chamesh shkalim kasef, that's 5 silver shekel. V'lana kevah erkcha, and the value of a female will be shloshes shkalim kasef, 3 silver shekel. Vim ben shishim shana v'mala, if we're dealing with someone 60 years and up, im zacher, if it's a male, v'haya erkcha chamisha asar shekel, the value will be 15 shekel, v'lana kev asar shkalim, and for a female, 10 shekel. However, the pasuk tells us, vim machu merkecha, if he's too poor for that valuation, v'mido lifnei ha-kayin, they stand him in front of the kayin, v'erich oise ha-kayin, and the kayin shall evaluate this person, al pi asher tasig yad ha-noider, yarichenu ha-kayin. According to what the hand of the person who made this vow he can afford, that's how the kayin sets his evaluation. Whatever he can afford, that's what he should pay, and the kayin is the one that decides that. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. V'haya erkecha ein erech zel shayin damim. This doesn't have to do with his market value as a slave. Ela benchu yaker benchu zel, whether or not he would be expensive or cheap on the slave market. Kifi shanav, everything over here is based off of his age. Hu erech hakatzav olav, that is the value that's set for him b'parsha zu in this section of Torah. Jump to Pasuk Kayin Rashi. Vim ben chamesh shanim v'loya neider katan. We're not talking about that the person making the vow is a katan shem b'divrei katan klum, because a katan that says that he's giving something to the Beis Hamikdash, that doesn't mean anything. Elo, rather, what are we saying? Gadol sha'amar, erech katan zeh, shehu ben chameshanim olai, the value of this person who's 5 years old, that's upon me to pay to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi Pasuk Zayin tells us something interesting. Vim ben shishim shanim, mishim agilim yazikna, once they reach their old age, 60 and up, ha'isha krev lechashav kish, a woman is closer to the value of a man. When they were in between 20 and 60, the difference was far greater. It was the difference between 50 shekel and 20 shekel, but now when they're older, 60 and up, the difference is 15 and 10 shekel. And why is that? Rashi explains, Shareo ish paichas bizdaknoi. That's because a man, he decreases in value when he reaches his old age. Yoyser mishlish be'erkoi, more than a third of his value. He goes from 50 to 15. Vo'isha ene paichas el shlish me'erkoi, a woman only decreases by a third of her valuation. That's from 30 to 10. Damri inchi, people say, saba be'besa, when there's an old man, a zedi, a saba in the house, pacha be'besa, there's something broken in the house. Safta be'besa, when safta's here, when you have a bubby around, sima be'besa, there's a treasure in the house, and there's a good sign in the house. So in this Rashi, we have a bit of a shout out to all Bubbies and the Zadies. They have what to work on. He doesn't have enough money. He can't afford it to give this valuation. He stands in front of the Kayin, meaning the one who's being evaluated, the one whose value is being pledged. He stands in front of the Kayin. The Kayin should evaluate him based off of what the person who made the vow can afford. Whatever he can afford, lefi mashi yeshle, based off of what he has, yisadrenu, the kohen shall arrange for him. V'yashrula, he has to leave for him kedei chayev, whatever he needs for his actual basic life. Mita, his bed, kara, pillow, kesis, a cover, klei umnas, the tools of his trade, imhaya chamar, if he's a donkey driver, mashrula chamari, the kohen will leave his donkey for him, but everything else the kohen will take for his nether. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, and now we move on to another type of nether being donated to the Beis HaMikdash, vim behema, if we're dealing with an animal, asher krivu menu karban la'ashem, that this type of animal could be brought as a karban ta'ashem. Kol asher yitein menu Lashem, Mia Kadesh, whatever's going to be given from it to Hashem, that's going to be holy. Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, tells us, Kol Asher Yiten Mimenu, Amar, this person said, Raga Shel Zu Oila, the foot of this animal should be an Oila. Dvar of Kayamin, so we uphold his words. V'timacher, the animal should be sold at Tzarcha Oila for a person who needs to bring an animal as an Oila. The entire animal is brought by its new owner as an Oila. V'damei HaChulin, and the money paid for it goes to Chulin, Chutz Midmei Oisa Evar, except for the value of that that limb, which already is kadosh. Back to the Chumash Pasuk Yud. We're still discussing a person making an animal kadosh. Lo yachlifenu. He's not allowed to exchange it. Lo yamar isai. He's not allowed to substitute it. Taiv bara a rabba taiv. Meaning he's not allowed to take this animal, which is kadosh, and say, you want to know what? This animal's not kadosh. Let's transfer its kedusha onto a different animal. He's not allowed to do that. Vim hamer yamer behema behema. And if he does substitute one animal for another, v'hayahu usmurasa yeh kadosh. It and its substitute both are kadosh. Vim kol behema tmeya. And if we're dealing with a tame animal, an impure animal, asher lo yakriv menu karban lashem, this animal cannot be used as a karban. V'hemet es habehema fnei hakayin, and this animal shall be stood in front of the kayin. V'herech hakayin oisa, and the kayin shall evaluate it. Ke'erech hakayin kenia, whatever the valuation of the kayin is, that shall be. Meaning that is the amount the person has to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi pasuk Yud Beis tells us ke'erech hakayin kenia l'shar kol adam. This is talking about a different person, habalik nisa, that comes to buy this animal miyad hekdash from hekdash. Remember, this animal is already in the possession of Beis Hamikdash, so we're saying however much the kayin evaluates this animal as, that's how much the person has to pay. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vimgal Yigaleno. If this person himself that donated the animal, he decides to redeem it, V'yasav Chamishisa El Erkecha, so he has to add a fifth to the valuation. Whenever we have a person redeeming something that he himself made Kodesh, he has to add a fifth to its evaluation. And the Pasuk continues, V'ishki Akdash is based on Kodesh Hashem. If a person makes his house Kodesh for Hashem, V'richa Kayin Bein Taiv Bein Ra, the Kayin shall evaluate it, whether good or for the bad, Kasher Yarech Oysa Kayin Kein Yakum. However the Kayin evaluates it, so shall it be established. If this person himself, he redeems his house, and he shall add on a fifth of its evaluation to it, and then it shall be his. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with another aliyah discussing different pledges and vows to the Beis HaMikdash. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.